Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with Essan Koman, Head of Research, Commodities, ESG and Emerging Markets, EMEA. It's Friday, 14th of October, 2022. And in this week's podcast, Essan looks at what's coming next in the European Union energy story. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Essan, as the winter period draws closer, European countries are still scrambling for a common solution to the energy crisis. Can you offer our listeners where we currently stand?
Thank you, Una. So yes, even though the recent fall of gas and electricity prices and gas storage fill levels well above 90% provide some relief, European governments are still trying to find ways to ease the burden of the energy crisis on households as well as corporates. Now, on the 10th of October, the German government released the details of the much-awaited domestic gas price cap scheme, now which brought further urgency to the discussions of the EU Energy Ministers Summit that was held this week and a key European Council next week on a possible coordinated European Union response to the energy crisis. Now, there has been some speculation in the press that Germany, possibly also following the criticism received for acting unilaterally, might abandon its opposition towards a common debt-financed EU response. Now, granted, the trend in retail energy prices is starting to look more favourable in the countries which have implemented some form of energy price cap early in the year, such as France and Spain. However, countries such as Germany and the Netherlands, which do not implement any price regulation, are under pressure to prevent past rises in wholesale prices to feed through to firms and households. Italy, which falls in the latter category, saw a staggering 59% rise in electricity and a 74% increase in regulated price, gas prices in October, underlying the general need for a European agreement.
And drilling into the price cap, Essan, what exactly has Germany articulated to markets?
So Germany is planning to introduce a two-stage scheme to ease the burden of higher gas prices to households and businesses, with a one-off support measure as a first step to provide near-term relief for gas customers in the coming months until the actual price cap can be fully implemented in a second step in the spring of 2023. So, allow me to offer some more color on this. So in the first step, the government will make a one-off payment in December equivalent to a one-month gas bill for all standalone customers and district heating customers, that is, households and SMEs, based on the September 2022 consumption pattern. Gas bills are typically smooth so that these customers pay the same each month, regardless of seasonal variation in actual consumption. So stage one effectively pays 1 month's bill. The respective sum will be paid directly to the utility companies on the 1st of December. However, if a household or business uses more gas than it was projected to, it will have to pay the difference at the newer, higher price. Now, in the second step, envisaged to be implemented in March 2023, there will be a consumption-dependent price cap on gas, which is proposed to be set at 12 cents per kilowatt hours for the gross price, including all taxes and network fees for retail gas customers, meaning private households as well as small and medium-sized businesses beginning in the spring of next year. However, this price cap will only be valid for 80% of the projected consumption based on September 2022 data, and the subsidy will additionally be subject to income tax for private households. Now, overall, the Commission estimates that the total cost of the scheme at up to 96 billion euros, which would consume almost half of the 200 billion euros financial umbrella that the bailout provides. Now, for the first step, the Commission expects a total cost of 5 billion euros, and for the second step, roughly 90 billion euros, of which about 60 to 65 billion euros are for the price cap for private households and SMEs, and 25 billion for the industrial price cap until the end of April 2024. So, although the Commission, in theory, is also entitled to develop a price cap on electricity, there haven't been any results, Una, announced in this respect in this week's meeting. And it would also outline more details of general proposals to deal with the gas supply situation in Germany over the coming months.
And beyond the price cap, Esan, you have been mentioning it's the power sector that is the most pressing concern in the European energy story this winter.
Yes, absolutely. The risk of winter energy shortages in Germany is shifting for us from the natural gas sector to the power industry, with short regional and controlled electricity cuts, known as load shedding, emerging as an increasing risk, especially in the southern parts of the country. Now, in some ways, this is an improvement from the threat of a national gas storage emergency known as level 3, which was seen as a major risk after Russia first cut supply via Nord Stream 1 in June, hindering Germany's efforts to fill its inventories. Now, under a level 3 emergency, the regulator will suspend free gas and ration it instead, prioritizing only essential services like households, security, and healthcare. Yet as the prospects of a national winter gas storage slightly recedes, the risk indeed of these regional power cuts within Germany, Una, has significantly increased. And this threat is due to several factors, including one, the priority to use what gas is available to supply household heating and essential services; two, European-wide supply problems, including France's severe nuclear power outages and low hydro power capacity in the Nordics and Alps following a summer of extreme droughts across the continent; and third and finally, southern Germany's continued dependency on remaining imports of Russian gas via Ukraine and the absence of alternatives, in part due to a lack of power lines connecting it to northern Germany and or other sources of gas like Norway pipelines or shipped LNG, or indeed energy like coal or offshore wind. Now, importantly, Una, one of Germany's four grid operators, Ambripon, warned in September that a late winter cold snap, for example, in the early parts of 2023, amid low Germany's gas inventories, could indeed create power shortages. And in such a scenario for us, especially the southern states of Baden and Bavaria, would require between 4.5 to 8.5 gigawatts of imported electricity to meet their demand. So just to conclude, Una, while less damaging than outright level 3 national gas emergencies, even localized and temporary load shedding are bad for highly industrialized regions like Northwest Europe. Moreover, load shedding indeed can also have adverse political effects if voters blame governments for the outages, especially if the perceived unreliability of supply comes amid record high energy costs, despite Germany's move in September to cap prices and a recession. So just to soften the impact of higher prices and ensure supply, the EU and its member states are therefore trying to find measures to incentivize a reduction in energy consumption, control runaway prices, and support struggling households and businesses, taxing industries that have enjoyed windfall profits during this crisis, while also trying to attract investment into new capacity.
Thank you very much for sharing your insight, Esan. Have a great week, and we will speak to you next week.
Thanks, Una. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and reach out to your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.